This is the brief on how AI safety training is actively breaking evidence-based therapy. Tech giants are rushing out AI mental health companions, but ironically, the guardrails built to keep these bots polite are exactly what's causing clinical harm to patients. First, the evidence. Two Spring Archive papers proved this built-in safety training actually breaks therapy. Researchers at Penn State found therapeutic appropriateness completely collapsed, and protocol fidelity hit exactly zero. Plus, a Harvard iotro venture study uncovered a massive 38-point gap, where the AI gives helpful advice to doctors but completely stonewalls everyday patients. Wait, so the safety layer the lab spent years building is literally the source of the harm? Second, big tech just ignored it and shipped anyway. The same week Apple launched a default under 18 gore filter, they opened Siri to three different AI vendors with zero published mental health specs. Meta globally applied a PG-13 movie rubric to govern teen chatbot conversations. Are we seriously using a movie theater rating as a safety floor for a teenager's mental health crisis? Meanwhile, regulators are MIA. The FDA chair is completely empty, and five Pennsylvania platforms are out there actively impersonating licensed psychiatrists. Finally, we know the solution. Keeping a licensed clinician in the loop. CMS just started paying for FDA-cleared digital mental health devices because they rely on deterministic protocols, not unpredictable generative AI. You see, generative AI just isn't the doctor. Big tech is slapping flawed, harmful safety filters on chatbots, but the only truly safe digital mental health architecture requires a real human clinician in the loop. The architecture that holds was never the safety layer. It was the clinician.